any coffee is better than my talk. Because we are working, or I'm working for a company which does not have the money for sophisticated equipment. We have to deal with equipment from the latest decade or something older. And that's why we are facing problems differently, and we have to solve them anyway. This is one talk about such problems, the talk about handling traffic, handling bandwidth. Our problem is that we get some appliances. The appliances are delivered from a different vendor. We do not have any access to them. And they are distributed. They contain a lot of servers. They are distributed over multiple racks, and they are connected separately to a network, network switches. But they expect to run on the same network. The idea behind the whole concept of these appliances is produce traffic, a lot of traffic, content delivered, but do it in a way that you only have a single gateway. So now the network has the problem. Because we can't do this. We can't handle this traffic in this way. Because we do not have a virtual router there which takes the traffic and distributes it on the most efficient way, an optimal way. What we are doing now is we are violating the design of the appliances, because usually if I have two separate locations, I have to buy the whole cluster again and run two clusters for each location, a cluster, but we do not really utilize the first cluster to the absolute limit, so we decide to share the cluster and try the best. The classical solution is to have one router and use redundancy for the first hop. Any protocol will do. The consequence is that all the traffic is going to one router. Very simple. You can improve it by different protocols, try to make a load balance of this traffic, but doesn't work because you only have a few IPs in the cluster and doesn't work. But what we can do is we can break the redundancy. So we have two nodes which believe that the other node is dead, and both nodes are communicate in their own location with the cluster services, and everything is fine. That's, if anybody in the room believes that's my idea, it's not. I did not invent it, and I did not realize it, because this break here means that in the interconnection between two locations where a lot of traffic is going through, a lot of redundancy traffic is going through, needs to be very specific filtered. It has to be filtered between the redundancy protocol of the two routers. Main problem is that we do not know what protocols the appliances are speaking. And doing it on a central, cost-expensive link, filtering specific traffic, it's not the way to do it. On the other hand, it's very complicated to handle it correctly, because now we are already working in a failed state. And you have to explain that's the normal state. To the monitoring, to the operations, you do not want to do this. What you can do is, of course, invest. For us, it would simply say, throw away the whole backbone, throw away all the devices we have, replace it by SDN-capable devices, and then, hooray, we are able to inject the router, the MAC address and the IP address of the router twice into the BGP of the SDN. So it appears twice, it's multi-homed. It's a virtual router existing on two injection points. Very simple. And the SDN is doing the rest. Choose the shortest path for the BGP, everything is fine. But it's not working in our environment. For everybody else, it's a fair and correct and stable solution. What we are doing here is normally we want to say every cluster node uses a different gateway. Every problem will vanish. They're using different gateways, and even we can even use any redundancy protocol to distribute, have a failover for the different default gateway IPs. That would be fine. But we can't do this because this is a third-party application. The provider of the application is very large, and it's very unlikely that this feature request will come true. So what we are doing is we fool the service. The very simple solution is give both routers the same IP. Simply say router A has the same IP as router B. That's beautiful. Because first come, first serve in the neighbor discovery protocols means first response comes from the local location. If it fails, comes from the other location, OK. And each server learns a different IP, the IP which is most likely connected to the local location. So it uses the best path. Unfortunately, network technology is not prepared to have the same IP multiple times in the network, especially in routing, especially if they are using dynamic routing protocols. So we don't do this. What we are doing is we remove all the IP addresses from the routers. They have IP addresses in different network. And now they can't route to the network because they don't know that they have service with these IPs. So we use host routes. Say, these IPs host route to this network interface. Please do it directly. You can't do this. And with it, then neighbor discovery send traffic to this downlink. Uplink is different. Server is going to make a neighbor discovery request and say, "Whoo! I want to have this. I want to see it." You can't see the numbers, not in this in the slides. They are in the presentation, but they are not displayed here. Might be that my black is too white for this. I had here in this area. I had a lot of numbers, so that doesn't matter. Explain it in this way. So if the left server is asking for the IP address, and saying who has this IP address, the additional server here is getting the neighbor discovery request, has a rule-based table, and saying if IP address number 10 is asking for get MAC address number EB. It's the IP address of the router in the location. If the other device is asking, match the different rule and making a fake neighbor discovery response saying this IP address has had a different MAC address. We reach the same goal. If we use redundancy protocol, we have a virtual MAC address, and we can even hand out this virtual MAC address, and it's very, very fine. So, based on such fake neighbor discovery responses, we are able to tell each server which MAC address of the local location should be preferred for the default gateway, and we have the perfect traffic flow. You can download the software. If you want to, you can install it directly on the FreeBSD ports. If somebody is able to handle the bug report, which is open since more than a year. Nobody wants to bring it into the port stream. Where did it come from? The software comes from our XDSL network. Yeah, I know. But this is a different talk I held last year or a year before or 2 years before, I don't know. You already remember it, and now I'm finished. Thank you very much.